Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm just praising God and thanking Him for the hour in which we are living. Yes, I know it's getting very dark out in the world, but we are living in glorious times. And my prayer, as I've been contemplating these scriptures that I'm sharing out of 2 Kings about Elisha assuming the ministry of and the mantle of Elijah, who was taken up to heaven because his time on earth was done, that over the centuries, God has imparted great and precious truth to the body of Christ. And there have been seasons of great revival and reformation, times of darkness also, where there seemed to be not a lot happening. We have a fearful adversary in the natural, but Jesus has conquered the work of Satan. Just as Satan stood at the right hand of Joshua the high priest to resist him, and the Lord rebuked Satan. He said, those filthy garments, they're coming off of him. And not only are we giving him a change of raiment, but we're putting a fair mitre, a crown, upon his head. And that bespeaks of the calling and the ministry, and I believe the ministry that God has for his people today that has built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, upon the work and the foundation that Jesus Christ has laid by the Word of God, by his precious blood, by the tremendous ramifications of the new covenant. I don't know about you, beloved, but the longer I serve the Lord, the more I marvel and am amazed at the simple truths of Scripture, which are mind-boggling. It seems the longer you serve the Lord, the more and greater becomes your appreciation for who Jesus is, what he came to do, and what has been accomplished, that we can be called the children of God. How amazing is that? And as we closed yesterday's broadcast, we were just starting to look at that great conference that occurred in the early church, and Barnabas and Paul were sharing the tremendous things God had been doing through them among the Gentiles. And James stands up, and he quotes the scripture out of Amos, the 9th chapter, and he says that according to Scripture, the tabernacle of David is going to be rebuilt, and there have been great spiritual outpourings that we have known over the last centuries, and also a corresponding great work that God is doing with Israel in, you know, in less than 100 years ago, Israel became a literal nation, just as the Word of God declares. And so, beloved, there is a preparation that is occurring in the spirit realm of that living tabernacle of God that is representative of the glory that is going to be held in the tabernacle of David. The glory is flooding the temple of the Lord, and there's a hastening of that work. And there's a scripture I'd like to share with you. I'm going to be reading the Amplified Translation of that very reference that James was talking about and quoted in Amos, the 9th chapter, verse 11. Again, this is the Amplified Translation. In that day, this is the prophetic word of the Lord, and this is the word of the Lord, and people, well, you know, the prophets have said this, they've said that, it hasn't come to pass yet. Well, that's the, you know, the jaded work of unbelief that many have said, oh yes, Jesus is coming back. Yeah, I've heard that we've heard it for years. Well, Jesus is coming back, beloved, and those of us who know the Lord know that we may not know the hour or the moment, but we can certainly if we have discernment at the Sons of Issachar, discern the times that we are living in. So let me go on to read this passage. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David, the fallen hut or booth, and close up its breaches. Obviously, there has to be a work of restoration that the Spirit of God is doing, because that destiny, that sense of destiny that I'm certain David possessed in his spirit, you know, it was a long time before he was just a youth when he was anointed. And all the sons of Jesse, I mean, they were much more likely ones to be anointed king. In fact, the prophet Samuel said, well, there's none be here. He said, do you have any other sons? Oh, yeah, there's the youngest is out there keeping the sheep. Well, of course, that was God's choice. And the Lord spoke to Samuel, this is the Lord's anointed. But it was many years of great persecution and trial. He ran from Saul, who became his enemy, who was seeking to take his life. But God prevailed and God fulfilled his word. So he surely knew. I mean, he was a king. He was a prophet. Many of the beautiful psalms and words that he penned by the power of the Holy Spirit speak of the very crucifixion of Christ. It speaks of the days in which we are living. And so he must have known the destiny, the godly destiny God had entrusted him with. And so we, as God's people, should be aware of the hour in which we are living. Every one of us are important. Every lively stone is placed there by God in his body for a purpose. Don't be influenced by the world's mentality. If you're not preaching to millions of people as great evangelists, well, you know, your ministry isn't that significant. Or if you're not on radio and television doing great work for God, or going as a missionary into the uttermost parts of the earth, so often we feel our place is diminished because we don't, you know, have the acclaim, we don't have the publicity, we don't have the forum, the public view, if you will. But God is not interested in that. You know what he says to everyone who stands before him, who he's pleased with? He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, when he gave the parable of the talents, it didn't matter if there were five or two or just one. It's how faithful were you? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. But what about that one servant who had one talent and went and hid it? The Lord was not pleased with what he did with God, what God had given to him. And so what matters is that we're faithful to what God has called us to. I mean, raising a family, I can't imagine what could be one of the most difficult tasks of raising a family in the days in which we're living. I mean, I'm grateful that I have this many years behind me. And so, beloved, let us not disparage the calling. Let us receive whatever station in life God has placed us with joy and with a sense of privilege, because you can do your ministry. What God has given you is no one else can fulfill it. There's lives you're going to touch, even if you don't spend time witnessing, they'll know something's different. And people are watching you, because if you have joy and peace and the fruit of the Spirit in these days, let me tell you, as far as the world is concerned, they're a very rare commodity. If we walk in love and joy and peace and in long suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith, meekness and temperance, what does the scripture say? Against such there is no law. That's the perfect law of liberty. God has called us to walk under law, that law of liberty. Praise God. But, well, I better get going. I'll never get through this scripture I was sharing with you. God, in that day, will I raise up the tabernacle of David, the falling hut or booth, and close up its breaches, and I will raise up its ruins. God is going to do that, beloved, and I will build it as in the days of old. Oh, doesn't that get you excited, beloved? Listen to this, verse 12, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that are called by my name, says the Lord who does this. What is he talking about there? He's talking about the Gentile nations, the people that have not known, haven't received the message of the Lord. And that are called by my name, let me finish, says the Lord, Verse 13, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper." That doesn't happen in the natural. Come on. I mean, if it's plowman, you're just digging up to plant the seed, and the reaper for reaping the harvest. He's talking about a supernatural work, and the treader of grapes, him who sows the seed. "And the mountains shall drop new wine, and all the hills shall melt." That is, everything heretofore barren and unfruitful shall overflow with spiritual blessings. So you feel you're not being productive for the Lord, beloved, that's going to change. Hear the word of the Lord through the prophet. Let me share a little bit out of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, verses 1 through 9. The Lord is giving instructions. "You shall make no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God." He alone is the Lord. He kind of reviews what they are to do. "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them," this is for us, beloved, "then," as well as for them, "then will I give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage you shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely, and I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword, and 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword." Listen to this, beloved, the last scripture, a verse, "I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you." Beloved, that we have a new and a better covenant than that of the old covenant. And God was faithful and true to his word to those who obeyed him under the old covenant. How much more will he fulfill that with those of us who are so blessed to live under the new covenant made in the blood of Jesus? Well, my time has flown, and we'll pick up tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write, and the announcer will share our contact information. God bless you. I love you, pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.